There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, man. Want to apologize. I looks like I came down with a cold, and I got a sore throat. I haven't really talked about what to do for a sore throat this year because, well, I hadn't been sick, so I guess I didn't think it was relevant. But now that I have a sore throat and I'm suffering with one, I guess we'll cover it. Okay? So what to do for a sore throat because mommy is miserable. They found that inactivity, right, is probably worse for your health than just being obese. So we'll talk about how we have a growing trend of inactivity, which I'm sure is kind of a no-brainer as we sit next to the computer, we sit on the computer, we chat and poke and tweet and read and watch and view and do everything on the computer. They say, though, a 20-minute walk a day can cut early death risk. Just 20 minutes, people. We can do it. I mean, it's not like we're climbing El Capitan. Apparently, the climbers have conquered El Capitan. I guess we got a couple climbers that have ascended a 3,000-foot vertical wall on... I hope it's pronounced El Capitan. I mean, whenever you see L, that means it's Latino, so you have to use the Spanish pronunciation. And I just love speaking with a Spanish accent. I think it's so sexy. El Capitan. One of the original Marlboro men dies. I don't remember him. I remember the sexy cowboy where you see the jeans, unless I'm mixing them up with the Levi's or Wrangler. I'm probably mixing them up. I mean, the guy's a good-looking guy, but I expect to see a butt on this cover. Like, not a cigarette, but a tushy butt. But it was a Marlboro man. And we have a woman from Queens, New York, who is suing a tights company because the product didn't give her orgasms, like the model in the commercials. Now, I had no idea that a pair of tights could do that. I'm throwing away the nylons, and in fact, I think I want to bookmark this product here just for future use. That's kind of fascinating that parasitic. That's interesting. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you could email us at drdahlia.com. as well. I just have to say, give a little shout out to my little baby boy, Cupcake Tushy Brock. Apparently, he is going to be the lead in the school play that is going to perform tonight. I am so excited, but I'm also anxious. I'm very, very anxious. Not because I'm worried about how he's going to perform. I'm not worried. He's going to perform fine. I get nervous because I always get into fights with the other moms at the school. Like, for example, okay, and I'm working, and, you know, by the time I get off work, I'm probably going to get there close to 6, because at 6 o'clock is a performance. The problem is you have other people that camp out there like it's, you know, Black Friday, to get the front row seats. Now, my son has the lead in the school play. And some of these moms that are sitting in the front row, their kid doesn't even have a major speaking role. I mean, one of the kids, I remember last year, one of the kids, his part, because I looked at the script, was exit stage right with prop. And those parents are hogging up the first. Your kid didn't even make the cut. And you're taking the first row, the first few rows. I'm stuck in the back. My baby had the lead also, or one of the leading roles. So here I am in the back. I can't see. I'm jumping. I'm wetting myself because, you know, after you have a couple kids, you really can't jump and hold your urine like you used to. So I can barely see. I'm full of pee. I'm miserable. And the dolly grip parents are sitting in the front row. This is ridiculous. Listen, if your kid stinks that badly, where he can't get a speaking role in the school play, don't even show up. Let us parents whose kids have shined get the front row. I don't understand the selfishness. So I'm worried that I'm going to sit there and have a fight. The other thing, too, is these women don't care that hats and hair that's all, what do you call it when you, oh my gosh, I can't, teased. So their hair, you know, I'm trying to put the hair down, and the seats aren't stadium seating. Unfortunately, when you have a school play, it's usually like in the cafeteria. So I can't see over nothing. Now, my kid, alright, he's gonna be expecting, I don't know, some sort of standing ovation. If the parents in that cafeteria do not stand. I'm warning all of you, okay? Whoever is going to go there tonight, if my kid does not get a standing ovation, there is going to be hell to pay. But you know what these parents do? They're so selfish. They clap really loud for their kid. Do they clap for the lead? Yay, Brock, you're so good. No, they don't. They clap extra loud for the exit stage right prop handler. Come on. What are you teaching your kid? You're teaching your kid that mediocrity is okay? Listen, I have no problem with dolly grips. I have no problem with people with props. All right? They are very, very crucial to Hollywood and to the whole Broadway scene. I get that. But please, if your kid did not make the lead, you could still show some love, some passion, some applause for the kid that is shining. And that kid just happens to be my kid. So quit being so damn selfish. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC. DALI. Oh, it's gonna be on tonight. It's gonna get bloody. Yeah. And, you know, my kid just doesn't need this. And honestly, all he needs to do is perform. But these parents are making this happen. All right, guys, let's talk about what to do for a sore throat, because as you can see, I don't feel good, and nowhere in this list is call your mama. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the speaker calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I guess we have a little bit of breaking news, nothing medical. But I guess the Academy Award list of Oscar nominations has come out. So everybody wants to know if the movie they spent $12 to see and got crappy seats was worth it because it was an Oscar-nominated film. I'm interested in the list to see if I landed any Oscar nominations just for the Dr. Dolly Show. Even though the Dr. Dolly Show is radio, it really has that sort of quality, Oscar quality of the programming. Anyway, best film. American Sniper. I'm hoping to see that this weekend. We wanted to see it last weekend, but we had to watch the football game, and there's another football game this weekend, so we got to figure out when to do it when there's no football, probably next week, because that's pretty good. I can't miss football for an Oscar-nominated film. But I was excited to see that. Birdman, Boyhood, haven't seen it. The Grand Budapest Hotel, I guess that's a movie. The Imitation Game, Selma, The Theory of Everything, and Whiplash. I haven't even heard of these movies. What is wrong with me? I still want to see Night at the Museum 3, and I want to see Pitch Perfect 2, but I still have to see Pitch Perfect 1. That's about it. An American Sniper. That's all I know. Lead actress, Marion Cotillard for 2 days and one night. Felicity Jones, who was in The Theory of Everything. Julianne Moore, Still Alice. Rosamund Pike, Gone Girl. And Reese Witherspoon in Wild. I don't know if I really want to become an Oscar-nominating actress. You know, because everybody hates you. And a lot of times it's a curse. You win an Oscar, and then you don't make it in the movies. You know, there used to be the James Bond girl curse, where if you were a female in a James Bond movie, you were a James Bond girl, as they would call it, your career would be over, which is some sort of a curse. And Halle Berry was supposed to be the exception to the rule. She was at her peak when she was in the movie. It was the movie with all the ice, you know, and the invisible car. I don't know if it's Die Another Day. I forget if that was the one. So anyway, I was worried. I'm like, oh my gosh, no, if Halle Berry's going to be in a James Bond film, she's probably going to have a bad career later. But no, she showed up in a couple X-Men, but you kind of wonder. But this Rosamund Pike, she was in that same James Bond movie. You didn't hear anything from her until she was in another Clash of the Titans or something. And so maybe she, Rosamund Pike, is breaking the curse of you being a Bond girl. All right. Lead actor, Steve Carell for Foxcatcher, Bradley Cooper, American Sniper, Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game, Michael Keaton for Birdman, and Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything. Best director, Alejandro Iñárritu. Oh, he sounds sexy. I don't know if you, I don't recognize any of these. Supporting actresses, Patricia Arquette, Laura Dern. Wasn't Laura Dern in Jurassic Park? Keira Knightley, Emma Stone, Meryl Streep, and supporting actor Robert Duvall, Ethan Hawke, Ed Norton, Mark Ruffalo, and J.K. Simmons. That's about it. Now, let me see. Wait a second. Animated short film. Nobody usually sits that long through the Oscars, so look at that. Original song. Oh, there was a Lego movie song. Everything is awesome. I should play some of these for you guys. I don't recognize any of the other songs. Costume design, film editing. Oh, The Hobbit finally got something. Oh, it's about time. The Hobbit is in there for sound editing. You know, I do a lot of editing, you know, because in radio, you get some software, and once you do a sound edit, it's so addictive. There is nothing more satisfying than a really good, juicy edit of a sound clip where you just cut it right the right. It really is exhilarating. It's better than sex. You know, my engineers are nodding their heads because they understand. When you get that editing clip just perfect, you're like, ah, it's like amazing. So it is. I mean, it does take a lot of work. It's just, I don't know if, you know, people usually tune out at that point during the Oscars because they don't even know what sound editing is. All right, so those are the Oscars for you. I hope I clarified that. And I guess try to see some of these movies. I don't know. I'm waiting for the next Hunger Games, and I'm waiting for, is there supposed to be a Superman 2 and another Avengers? Those I'm waiting for. Those I'll spend $12 to see. All right, so, as you all know, the show is about me, and since I don't feel good, we're going to talk about ways to soothe a sore throat and home remedies for the cold. A lot of you guys are having common colds, and that's not fun. So what are some things you could do to help your throat? Okay, so your throat doesn't feel too good. All right, I like to head straight to the antibiotics. No. All right, salt water gargles, of course, very good. You got the lozenges, you got the sprays out there, the fluids, the tea, the chicken soup. A lot of people don't realize that marshmallows can actually soothe the sore throat. I would think that it would make it feel scratchy on the back. You know how you eat something and all of a sudden it feels scratchy? But marshmallows are supposed to be soothing. A lot of us like to pop the Motrin, etc. But WebMD has some remedies that seem pretty nice. And this is for colds and sore throats and everything, okay? So WebMD gets the credit for this. First, of course, fluids, all right? So I sit there and I suck on fluids all the time. Now, why are the fluids really working? Okay, well, first, the main reason why we take to drink fluids is because you're going to dehydrate. when you're sick and you have a sore throat, you don't want to drink, right? Because it hurts when you swallow. So you don't want to drink anything. You don't want to eat anything. You have your mouth open because your nose is all blocked up. So you could start getting dehydrated. So the last thing we need is to accelerate problems with you being sick, being dehydrated. So we tell you to take the fluids. However, moistening the passages help. And you having fluids in your system, about 8 to 10 glasses of fluid a day, will help also, I believe, you know, flush, keep your immune system going, and just keep things circulating. You want really, really, really good circulation and good fluid. Hydrate does that. Another thing I like to do is stick my head over a steam pot. I like to inhale steam. Steam helps ease the congestion, or I like to take a very hot shower. You got to be careful that you don't burn your nose or anything like that, but a lot of times the shower or the steam opens you up and you get some immediate relief. It even helps with the sore throat. Saline nasal spray helps as well. Now, blowing your nose has to be done right. A lot of you guys don't want to blow your nose because it hurts. You have maybe a sinus infection or something, and you're like, if I blow my nose, it hurts. You got to get that out. One suggestion I do is when you are in the shower, blow your nose in the shower, okay? If you could get that crap out of your nose and out of your sinuses, then maybe you could get some of the germs out, all right? But if you blow too hard, unfortunately, some of the pressure could hurt your ears, so you need to be very, very careful. All right. They say a good way to blow your nose is you put a finger over one nostril and you very gently blow to clear the other. Blow the nose. So, yeah, stop it. Cold remedy number four. They say use saline nasal sprays. Or you know how you hold your nose like on one side and then you... Yeah, and then... Well, then, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. I know. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'll demonstrate. Hold on a second. Here we go. See? Did you hear that? Take a look. Take a look. It's clear. You see that? It's clear. Oh, there's some makeup with it. Oh, that's a boogie. There. See? Very easy. Next, use saline nasal sprays or make your own salt water. Oh, see, now I'm blocked up again. Hold on. There we go. All right. Now, use saline nasal sprays or make your own salt water to rinse or irrigate your nose. Please, please, please do not use tap water when you rinse your nose out, okay? However, flushing works nicely. Now, WebMD suggests this recipe. Mix 3 teaspoons of an iodide-free salt, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, put it in an airtight container, add 1 teaspoon of this mixture to 8 ounces of lukewarm water that had been boiled or distilled water, fill a bulb syringe with the solution or use a neti pot, and then you lean your head over the basin. You don't want to do this lying in bed because you're going to drown. And then you lean over, and then you gently squirt water into your nose. Remember, you have to hold one nostril closed, and then you squirt the other into the other nostril, let it drain, then treat the other nostril. It's very attractive. All right? Now, of course, you don't want to drink or swallow that type of stuff. So make sure your solution is sterile. Make sure you're over a sink. Clean it out. And then, of course, you know, don't be out in the cold. It's cold outside. You want to stay warm. You don't want to put your body under any stress. You want to stay really, really well rested. Let your body do what it needs to. Have a couple of blankies. Get all cuddly, etc. The gargling for the throat is one of my favorite things to do. Salt water. You notice I did not bring up a pharmaceutical. You guys noticing there is no pharmaceutical that I brought up yet? Good. Gargle with warm salt water. You know, how do you do salt water? Take about 1/2 teaspoon of salt in about 8 ounces glasses of water. Do that a few times a day. Sometimes raspberry leaves, lemon juice seem to help. Hot liquids, I think feel better than cold. They even say add some whiskey or bourbon. That sounds good. Steamy shower, some salve in the nose helps you feel better. Hot packs, sometimes around the congested areas. Sleep with extra pillow, vitamin C, echinacea, zinc they talk about, and then go to your doctor and get the big juicy pharmaceuticals if you need it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to know when the next House of Cards is coming out. I remember they were filming it last year. I'm waiting for the next House of Cards. If any of you guys know, let me know, because I really like that. That was getting good. Took a little while to get into it, like a lot of these shows. The Sons of Anarchy, I've been watching recently, because Mad Men, I don't know. See, Netflix doesn't have the most current stuff. So I saw Mad Men. I got caught up on that. Eh, it was good. Not as good as, you know, some of the other shows, but it was still good. And, you know, Draper is pretty hot. But we started watching Sons of Anarchy. Again, I didn't like the first couple episodes, and then I started to like it. And then I came to figure out that the mom in Sons of Anarchy was Peg on Married with Children, Katie Segal. I was like, wait, that's Peg. And then I'm like, okay, now this is just a little... I can't imagine Peg being like this tough biker mom type of thing, but it was, it's cool, so I have been watching that. Other than that, I really haven't been doing much with my spare time, so I'm just waiting for House of Cards and other TV shows. For those of you that want to ask us questions, you could do so. You know, thinking I'm actually going to be able to answer a question medically for you once in a while, because I talk about everything other than medicine on the show sometimes. You can email us at drdahlia.com, or you could call in to 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tim writes, when do you stop being contagious after a cold? Okay, that's a good question. You know, usually, and remember, cold is different from flu, is different from a bacterial infection, but the most common illness that people get are colds. You know, the coughing, sneezing, running nose, etc. So usually you're contagious within the first few days of you feeling it. Now, the symptoms come on 2-3 days after you become in contact with the virus, right? So sometimes the virus has to brew for a couple days in you. I know you asked how long after, but just to remind you guys, before you start feeling sick, I think you're contagious as well, because you are, and that's what I learned in medical school, and it makes perfect sense. The virus landed on you. It's in your respiratory tree, okay? You know, now you sneeze or you cough or something, and even though the virus hasn't built up enough to start bugging you, you have the virus and are transmitting it. So a lot of people, I think, infect each other before they even realize they're sick, okay? Because, all right, you know, you get sick and you're like, you know, everybody stay away from me because I'm sick. But then everybody gets sick also. You're like, wait a second, but I didn't kiss you when I was sick. I didn't hug you. We didn't share drinks. Well, that's because you probably did all that before you got sick and exposed them. So I think you are not only very contagious the first couple days, you are really feeling bad and your viral load is at its highest, but even before your viral load hits that peak. So I think you're contagious in the first few days. Now, what happens after the cold? Well, while you're finishing up your cold, allegedly that would be when you are the least contagious, okay? So they say about a week, you know, maybe after the cold, you're not contagious. And that would make sense. The virus is dying. A lot of these viruses live about 7 to 10 days. This is such a good question. I love it. The virus lives about 7 to 10 days. Why? Because I can answer it. So at that point, it's starting to destruct, etc. All right. So, you know, that's when we usually tell people, look, you can start handling babies, etc. However, keep in mind, what if you got exposed to another cold? You know, the big tricky part in all of this is you could be contagious with something and not even realize you have it or are transmitting it. You know, just like herpes virus, okay? You could be walking around with the herpes virus, not get any herpes lesions at all, but be giving somebody else herpes. So the idea that you are quote-unquote not contagious is, I think, a very ambiguous, misleading one, because you could still be carrying somebody else's bacteria, sneeze that right back out. You know, I wear a mask when I see my patients. I mean, I come in and I say hi, so they get to see my, you know, my face. It's not a very pretty face, you know, I don't want to scare them. But then I immediately put on a mask, not because I'm afraid they're going to give me something, but I'm afraid that if I did breathe something from another patient I was talking to without the mask, I'm going to breathe that back on to the other patient. And it also helps because I'm really not supposed to chew gum with my TMJ. And if I had something kind of rank for lunch, I don't want anybody to smell my breath. So I like wearing the mask. And hey, the dentists do it. And when the dentists do it, it's so cool. You know? It's like, you know, like, oh man, I am really being operated on now. It's just, you know, I just dig the whole mask thing. So I do that so that I'm not turning around and breathing something back. Now, and remember, keep in mind, when we're talking about bugs, and we've discussed this before a lot, you know, you are exposed to pathogenic bacteria all the time, all right? You know, you'll have somebody going, can I borrow your phone? Or you're like, oh, can you take a picture of me? I'll take a picture of you. Where do I push? Push on that button. Well, if that person had strep and they touched your phone, okay, now you've been exposed to strep. I mean, boy, are these phones, gosh, there's another study coming out showing how filthy our cell phones are. It's pretty disgusting. I let people handle my phone all the time. Oh, you got the super size, super S, iPhone, whatever. I'm like, yeah, you want to check it out? Yeah, I've let so many people touch my phone. I need to clean it off. That's what I don't know, run it under a sink, I guess. So, you're exposed all the time. You're exposed to strep pneumonia. You're exposed to Borrachella catarrhalis, H flu, the influenza virus, H3N2, H1N1. You're exposed to that kind of stuff all the time. So when it comes to colds, a lot of times it's being at the right place at the right time or the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, you have good stamina. You're standing in line at the store. You feel pretty good. All of a sudden, somebody coughs on you. Sometimes you get sick. Sometimes you don't. I have people come in all the time. They go, Dolly, I'm not sick, but somebody coughed on me in line. Or I was on an airplane and I heard somebody cough. What about the people that are coughing? Yeah, coughing helps exude stuff, but, you know, other people can just breathe on you and get sick. Now, the common cold, though, is a lot more predictable. Because when people get sick in the house, you know, with the cold, like when a cold goes through the house, it's pretty predictable. You know that when you're sick, okay, somebody is going to, within the next week, get sick. And then that person is going to infect the other person. So a lot of times colds will circulate a house for about 3-4 weeks. Because why? Takes a while for the virus to get up and coming, and then it grows for a few days. Then a half a week later, they start to feel sick. Then they're sick. Then they give it to somebody else. So it's very, very easy for a family of four to be suffering for 2-3 weeks. But it is self-limiting, okay? Your job as a parent or as a spouse or whatever is to, one, try not to spread the germ. So, of course, you know, you want to cover up your nose and mouth and not just, you know, your elbow crease. That's stupid, okay? People cough into their elbow, and that makes no sense. I think it's just a gesture to let everybody think that they were covering up. What I like to do is I like to put my head, my mouth into my shirt and cough. Because I'm hoping that the stuffing in my bra will maybe act as a filter. And I also like to cover up with my mouth. So I basically asphyxiate whenever I'm coughing or sneezing, just so I let the germs. And then I hold the shirt still over my mouth, hoping that the germs just dissipate. I tell everybody to move back, to not breathe the immediate air. And then I loosen the shirt a little bit. And then hopefully people don't breathe at it. I used to, when I had to feed the baby, I'd wear a bandana around my mouth. I look like a robber, but I would do that so that there would be some sort of a filter. But, you know, listen, it's out there. It happens. Make sure you're hydrated. Make sure you get plenty of rest. Make sure you aren't out in the cold half naked. Make sure you don't catch a chill. And, you know, if anything starts to change, fever, starts changing in the mucus color, the green versus the yellow, which changes color, by the way, because of the inflammatory, response to different pathogens. You know, talk to your medical provider about it. See, easy squeezy. All right, don't go away. Does this woman have a lawsuit because the tights company did not or falsely advertised an orgasm? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a Meng Wang of Queens, New York, reportedly is suing a tights manufacturing company because the Cushy Foot Diamond Tights did not give her an orgasm, all right? She purchased this cushy foot shaping tights for $7 at Duane Reade and was disappointed and unsatisfied, according to the New York Post. The commercial for the pantyhose, if you've ever seen the commercial, a woman is walking down the street and she seems to be going, like looking like she's getting all turned on as she's walking down the street. Other women look at her going, well, I want that too. So she passes around to everybody, I guess, the pantyhose. And then all these women walk down the street looking like they're enjoying some sort of sexual activity, even though all they're doing is walking down the street. And yes, it's suggestive, but no way, and I'm no lawyer, but I mean, no way was there any promise that you would be having actual climaxes. So, apparently there is a chorus, I think even people singing, saying, I am super satisfied, super satisfied. All right, now, that could mean, you know, I love looking at law and trying to break it down, even though I understand this is not a legal show. You know, nobody is saying anything like, oh, I am, you know, climaxing. They're not saying that, just saying I'm satisfied. All right, so she is not satisfied with the product, so she filed a class action lawsuit in Brooklyn. Apparently the company is Canadian, and it's Gildan Outerwear. Now, I think what the advertisement is supposed to indicate is, or when you look at this packaging, is this pair of nylons or whatever, I don't even know if it's nylon tights, is supposed to massage every part of you. And your tummy, your hips, and your thighs, etc. Right now, I don't think there's any piece of clothing out there, not that I've tried and researched it, that would do that for a particular person. So, can I just say now, for those of you that still need some tutoring in the art of sexuality and female sexuality and what needs to be done for turning on and, you know, etc., wearing just a piece of clothing doesn't necessarily do that. Now, you could feel sexy in clothing. You know, some women will, you know, go to Victoria's Secret or Fredericks of Hollywood or whatever and buy underwear, and you're like, why are you wearing that? I mean, it's obviously uncomfortable. You know, they're expensive, and, you know, how do you work an 18-hour day in something like that? See, me, I need to go to the Playtex 36-hour, you know, cotton, steel, bulletproof straps that, I mean, you know, pillowed, 100% cotton, boring underwear just to get through the long days that I have to work. I couldn't sit there in a push-up bra with lace and bows, and now there's even rhinestones on underwear and all sorts of stuff. I don't know, because I haven't shopped for ladies' underwear in a while. In fact, sometimes I even like to wear my husband's boxers, the boxer briefs, because they are just so comfy. But the reason why there's a market out there is because women feel sexier in sexy underwear. And people want to feel sexy. So I understand that. Just please remember practicality. We are going to be talking about in the next hour how these stiletto heels that people wear are just getting such a bad rap that maybe we need to really, really forego the sexiness. But, you know, I would really like a lot of you to stop these frivolous lawsuits. All right, these lawsuits is what's making this world right now so cold and so unindividualized in terms of what people do for each other, that it's, you know, everybody's scared of liability now because anybody could sue for anything. You know, I had a patient who had a seizure. Apparently she was home in bed and had a seizure, frothing at the mouth, going through the tonic-clonic contractions, so she had a seizure. So she went to the hospital, etc., comes back to me to clear her for work, and it's a job that she drives, all right? So a driving job. And I don't want to say where or whatever, but, and I'm like, but you had a seizure, I can't clear you. I mean, I even do CDL, commercial driver's license, physicals. You know, you have an unprovoked seizure, You know, that could put you out for 5 years, 10 years, you know, depending on where you fall with that. So, you know, I go, you should continue with your neurologist, etc. Well, her neurologist actually clears her after a month or two to go back and drive her regular vehicle. But when it came to work, kind of stopped short from saying that, saying we'll leave it up to the work doctor, etc. So she's now going back and forth. She can't work still the job that she was trained to do and the job that she wants to do. So here she is being caught in this catch-22 because nobody wants to put on the line or in paper that you could go back and get behind a vehicle and work. I don't understand. He's cleared her for regular driving, so I'm not sure why he isn't clearing her for work. So I need to kind of figure out what that is. But then again, there's a lot of liability involved letting a patient who had a seizure go back and drive. All right? Because if we don't know why the person had the seizure to begin with, how do we know they're not going to have another seizure when they're driving? Now, usually neurologists will test you. They'll find out if you have a normal EEG, normal MRI, you know, look at your electrical activity in the brain, look to make sure you don't have any tumors or masses or whatever, look and make sure it wasn't a medication error. I ran a sleep study test on her just to make sure that there was nothing going on when she was sleeping. I mean, you know, we worked her up as thoroughly as we could, but the truth of the matter is that she still can't get anybody to write a letter saying she is okay to be behind the wheel. I can't do it because, of course, the restrictions that we have for CDLs, but, it's kind of frustrating, and you guys are the ones that are suffering from these lawsuits out there. And I'm not saying a lawsuit is ill-founded. If somebody had a seizure, the doctor says, oh, you're fine, go drive, and then they get back into an accident. I mean, I understand that there would be a case there. But the fear of being sued now is so prominent and prevalent everywhere that nobody wants to do nothing. I told you, my grandmother was dying, and I'm here in Vegas, she's in Florida, while I'm trying to get a flight and get everything ready, I'm having the family call me, telling her that we need to pull the plug, and I'm trying to call over there, can somebody just please tell me what's going on? No, we have HIPAA guidelines, there's privacy issues, we can't talk to you. Everybody is so afraid of liability that nobody's even talking to me about my dead grandma, or my dying grandma. Are you kidding me, people? Unfortunately, she did pass. Luckily, I got there in time so I could see her before that happened. But it's ridiculous. And the lawsuits won't stop. I mean, we live in a free country where you do have a right to sue. And a lot of these suits out there are valid and necessary, but a lot of them aren't. And it's really frustrating to me because I think this world is becoming very, I think it's very insincere, a lot of it. It's very stoic. It's very, I don't know the word I want to say. So, anyway, stop it, okay? If a pair of tights did not give you an orgasm, says nowhere on the package, let it drop. She got her 15 minutes of fame. It's stupid. I don't know if I'm going to buy a pair of those because I really don't want to be oohing and aahing as I'm walking down the street. I need practicality, okay? I don't need to be thinking about sex when I'm putting in my long day, okay? Sex needs to be completely out of the equation. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Valley.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.